When Montaigne published for the first time his essays 7 years after Ambroise Paré on monsters and marvels, France was itself a monster. It was torn apart almost for half a century by civil wars. Civil wars between Catholics and Calvinists, civil wars between different aristocratic factions, and the state was in great peril. It is therefore not surprising then that Montaigne goes back to the well-known motif of monsters and marvels as potential cause, potential sign from which one can infer the future. And he considers maybe this monstrous, this monster child may be some kind of favorable sign which would indicate that the latest civil peace will hold and that the civil war will end. Pay attention to the tone of this paragraph, of this passage where he writes about it. Does he really believe that the birth, the appearance, the coming to being of this monster child can be indeed a sign regarding the political situation? Does he believe in general that we can predict the future by looking at different phenomena in nature, different aspects of reality? And please take into account the dramatic situation in which Montaigne writes. He publishes his essays for the first time in 1580, 7 years after Ambroise Paré on Monsters and Marvels, but Ambroise Paré's book falls by 1 year, a terrible massacre, St. Bartholomew's Day's massacre from 1572, that was a dramatic and extremely traumatic event in history of France. Calvinist French citizens, subjects of the kings, were massacred in Paris by thousands, and which this massacre from 1572 had immense repercussions throughout Europe.